love that new Mary J. song. Love the new Mary J. song. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin today.
Hello.
And, hey, you know what? The Ramble does not take a day off for the holiday. It doesn't happen. We're here with the bits and bytes from the back of the newspaper and websites. Let's hit the music. Queen Elizabeth has discovered YouTube.
What?
I saw one article, they called her Queen E-Elizabeth. She will deliver her 50th televised annual Christmas message on the YouTube. That's according to the British Sunday newspaper. The Christmas montage not only going to air on YouTube, it will air on the Queen's Royal YouTube channel.
Wow.
It launched just in time for all this holiday well-wishing. The Royal Palace has already posted 20 videos on the site. I can't believe there's somebody at Buckingham Palace uploading video right now. The Palace will post a montage video of archival footage from past Christmas messages, including her first Christmas speech from 1957, in which she said this.
I very much hope that this new medium will make my Christmas message more personal and direct.
Ah, that's so cute.
Isn't that funny?
She sounds so young. This year you might have heard a lot of new words if you're like me. All these things sounded a little bit new to me. The New York Times released its buzzwords of 2007 over the weekend. Both Allison and I were totally into this.
Although you did it the smart way. You emailed it to everybody. I had to rummage around in my newspaper at 3:45 a.m. looking at it. I remember I put
Where
it some...
that
literally,
article?
See? I brought it in, the real live paper.
But you're good. You brought it in. So a couple of my favorites, and you do a couple of yours. Bromance. Everyone's
like
heard of this. A strong relationship between two heterosexual men. I mean, another one that I think is pretty interesting in the gender words is the mom job. This is something that women get when they've had a baby and they just want things to be a little tighter.
Go back to where they were originally.
A little tighter.
This is one of my favorites, is email bankruptcy. It's when you're declaring to delete or ignore a very large number of email messages after falling behind and reading them and responding to them. Like, you've just gone too far. You can't even respond to them. So you have email bankruptcy. Another one is Gorno, which is a genre of movies that are so gory, almost to the point of being fetishistic, a blend of gore and porno. That's a good one.
And the last one I want to throw in there, the astronaut diaper.
Yes.
How can you forget that? It's become part of our popular consciousness. Of course, that an allusion to the case of the NASA astronaut Lisa Nowak, who was said to have been wearing one in February when she was driving across five states to confront a love rival.
And the one I may use, going forward, is Super Duper Tuesday.
Ah.
It's now February 5th, 2008, that 23 states will hold their primary elections. I like Super Duper Tuesday.
I love American English.
So let's go over to Scotland. I actually couldn't believe the story until I read it all the way through, found it, pitched it, everybody seemed to like it. The Scottish government The Scottish government has received a request to bring back the beavers. I don't know if you knew this, but the beavers, they've been gone from Scotland since the 16th century, where they were hunted to the point of extinction. Don't say you don't learn anything listening to the Bryant Park Project.
News you can use.
The Scottish Wildlife Trust, well, if you're a beaver, you can.
Yeah.
The Scottish Wildlife Trust and the Royal Zoological Society of Scotland want to set up a test beaver run repopulation effort. It is getting some mixed reviews. Some say that the beavers will harm existing species, raise health issues, but many people say they were important to the aquatic and wetland ecosystem. So bring back the beaver.
Indeed.
To Scotland.
Okay, if you're thinking about stealing baby Jesus from your neighborhood nativity scene,
don't steal the baby Jesus.
Just don't. You know?
And don't steal the wreath off my house, people.
Just stop stealing. It's Christmas, for crying out loud. But in all seriousness, a baby Jesus in the Bal Harbour, Florida area, a nativity scene there, will be equipped with a GPS tracking device tonight. Because last year the statue went missing and they don't want this to happen again. Baby Jesus, Mary, and Joseph all will be fitted with the tracking equipment.
Okay. I'm saying we're just reporting this story. We don't necessarily know if this is true or not, but a lot of people drink water out of those. How do you pronounce the name?
Nalgene.
Nalgene brand?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are concerns about the chemical used in those hard plastic containers of Nalgene brand bottles has prompted a major Canadian retailer, Mountain Equipment, to pull the bottles from its shelves. Now, we're saying this is just one retailer.
Why, Allison?
Who has decided to do this. Because apparently the containers are made with a chemical called BPA, and they say, some people say, it can disrupt the human hormonal system. Canadian health regulators conducting preliminary health review of the chemicals in these bottles. The results of the review will be released in May.
I'm just saying, the water out of those does taste a little chemical-y.
It does have a little chemical-y taste.
We don't know. We don't have any facts yet.
We should say that.
No, we don't know. So maybe we'll dig a little deeper into it. Okay, that was fun.
There you go. That's The Ramble. You find these stories and other BPP specials at our website, npr.org/brandpark.